人生是一本书，每一段时光都是一段难忘的故事。
就让我们在此刻分享我们的故事。欢迎收听西雅图中文广播美国故事栏目。
美国故事栏目是由大中华实业有限公司 Great China Industries 赞助播出。
亲爱的听众朋友们，晚上好，欢迎收听西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目，我是小袁。今天我们非常有幸的请到西雅图副市长 David Mosley， 欢迎Mosley 副市长。
So we are honored to have you on our show, Mr. David Mosley, who is the Deputy Mayor. Welcome to our show.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
非常感谢，非常高兴能来到中文电台。
好，那我简单介绍一下西雅图副市长 David Mosley。穆斯利副市长呢，他是2017年11月份被新当选的市长，珍妮邓德肯，叫杰尼德肯，任命为西雅图的副市长。在这个之前呢，他已经有了40多年公共服务的经历。他以前呢曾经担任过西雅图市政府的通信发展部的主任，还先后在华盛顿州的3个城市，担任市政的经理啊，就是市政府的经理。那么他还在华盛顿州的那个轮渡管理部门担任主任啊，超过6年。我们非常有幸请到穆斯利市长来到我们的节目。
So, shall you just briefly introduce your whole, you know, public service history, and also again, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
所以我呢有一些问题啊，从简单基本的问题开始问我们的穆斯利副市长。那么，首先呢，就是请问您是出生在哪里
？So, first question is.Where you were born?
Yeah, I was raised in the southern part of the United States. I was born in Mobile, Alabama, and lived my first 15 years in the southern part of the United States.
David 说呢，他是出生在阿拉巴马州，美国的南方，然后呢，在那儿生活了大概10到15岁。
那之后您是在哪里度过的呢？
And then after that, where did you move?
My folks moved me to Portland, Oregon when I was 15 in 1962.
Okay.
And I've been mostly in the Northwest ever since with a few years in California to go to graduate school and begin my career.
Mm-hmm. 那么他在1962年他15岁的时候呢跟着他的父母一起移居到了波特兰。然后呢所以他之后的大部分时间呢都在美国西北度过，那么中间有几年去了加州读 graduate school， 读研究生项目，然后之后呢又到了西雅图。
我们想知道您读的大学和研究生是学的是什么？
So what did you study when you were in college and graduate school?
In college I studied, majored in political science, and in graduate school, I was a theology student. Have a degree in theology.
Okay. 那么他本科的时候读的是政治科学，然后研究生的时候读的是神学。
您是不是一度想当牧师？
So, were you, you know, considered to become a pastor ever?
No, I really saw it more as a social service ministry calling, and it was while working in at a social service agency while going to seminary that I kind of became more acquainted with government work and really pursued government service after graduating from seminary.
Mm-hmm. 这位市长说他呢更多的是朝向社会工作，那么在做社工的工作的时候呢 在这个过程之中跟政府打了不少交道，然后呢开始进入到政府来工作，所以他倒是从来没有想过去担任牧师，那么主要是从事一些社会服务的工作。
那你研究生毕业之后第一份工作是什么样的工作？
So what was your first job after you graduated from graduate school?
I was worked in a small social service organization in Oakland, California. This is actually while still going to graduate school. And then when I graduated, I continued to work there for, and I was the director of this small social service agency in Oakland, California.
那么 Mosley 市长说呢，他在读研究生的时候呢，就在奥克兰的一个小的当地的社工组织里实习工作。那么当他毕业之后呢，他就在担任这家小的社工组织的主任。
那是什么风把您吹到西雅图的呢？
So what wind blow you over to Seattle?
Well, I really wanted to get back to the Northwest. I'd gone to high school in Portland and college in Oregon. And so in 1974, I moved back to the Northwest. Wasn't really sure where I was going to land, if it would be Portland or Eugene or Seattle. But spent some time in all three of those cities the summer of 1974 and ended up wanting to live in Seattle, and I've been pretty much in Seattle ever since 1974.
那么 Mosley 市长呢说他其实一直都想会回到美西北来工作，所以在1974年的时候呢，他当时决定呢是要在波特兰、尤金还是西雅图之间做出选择，所以他在1974年夏天的时候呢，在这三个城市都待了一阵子，然后最终决定了西雅图是他想要工作的地方，工作和生活的地方。那么从1974年他移居到西雅图，一直到今天一直在西雅图生活。
那是什么机缘巧合让您从政的呢？
So on what occasion did you start the garment job?
Well, I started when I moved to Seattle. I became employed by the city of Seattle in social service work, and ultimately kind of worked my way in various city jobs, and then was the director of the Department of Community Development in the 1980s under the Mayor Charles Royer administration.
所以他1974年的时候呢到西雅图来工作，他是被西雅图市政府的社会工作部门所雇佣，然后呢在这些年里他在不同的部门里工作。那么到1980年代的时候呢，他是到社会 community service 部门，就是社工部门担任社工发展部门担任主任。当时的市长是说的 the mayor's name again
Charles Royer。
Charles Royer 市长的内阁里担任社会发展社区发展部门的主任。
对，您四十多年从政经历也亲身体验了西雅图的巨大变化，所以您觉得这个什么时候变化最快？
So during your 40 years of public service, so you yourselself. So experienced the huge change of Seattle. So when is the fast, growth period of time?
Well, the recent growth in Seattle has been certainly the fastest growth in any period that I'm aware of. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've gone from a city in the early 90s of about 500,000 people to now a city of over 700,000 people. And with the job growth that has gone with that and the population growth that has gone with that and the congestion of traffic that has gone with that. So we've really, I think we've kind of overnight gone from being a small city to a very big city.
那么在穆斯利市长这四十年里头呢，当然是最近这些年的西雅图的变化最快啊。那么从90年代初的时候，西雅图的人口，西雅图市所辖人口只有50万，到现在呢已经有70万的人口。那么工作的机会也增长得非常快，当然，同时这个交通的状况也变得有点越来越糟糕了。西雅图呢，就是几乎在一夜之间从一个小城市变成了一个非常大的城市。
啊，我们知道穆斯利副市长是西雅图市政府负责营运的副市长，那么相当于是首席营运官，而且是被新当选的市长任命的。那么穆斯利副市长，您是怎么认识德肯市长的
？So we know that you've been appointed as the deputy mayor, mainly in charge of operations, like the COO role. And can you share with us how did you get to know Mayor Jenny Durkin?
Sure. Mayor Durkin and my wife and I have known the mayor for a number of years.Through civic and political activities. My wife and Mayor Durkin actually worked together in the governor's office in Olympia in the early 1990s. So we've been, you know, friends with the mayor for a number of years. And always hoped that she would, because of her qualities and qualifications, always hoped that she would offer herself for elected office. And so when she did for the mayor of Seattle, I was very pleased that she offered herself for that and very pleased that the citizens elected her.
那么穆斯利市长说他跟邓肯市长呢其实认识很多年了，当然在很多在不同的政治领域以及社会服务领域头跟邓肯市长都有过交集。那么最初呢是穆斯利市长的太太和邓肯市长曾经在1999年左右的时候共同在州长办公室工作，所以呢他们就是作为已经就成为朋友已经有很多年了。那么当然就是根据邓肯市长当年的这个能力以及他的魄力，穆斯利市长一直都认为他非常就是适合啊来担任西雅图市长。那么他也非常高兴邓肯市长这次当选，然后能够为就是西雅图人民能够选择他来为西雅图服务。
你能不能告诉我们，就是您被德肯市长选为副市长的主要原因是什么？您认为是什么是主要原因
？So what do you think? You know, the major reason out, you know, besides of being friend, that you know, Mayor Duncan gonna you know pick you as the CEO of the city.
Well, I think as she entered. The mayor's office and the responsibility of running and being the chief executive officer of a very large organization. I think she felt like that she would like to have someone on her staff as a deputy mayor who had had some experience running a city and running a large system, operating system, like Washington State Ferries. So I think it was really...my background in public service administration, managing cities and managing large public agencies that she felt would be helpful to her administration. I'll tell you, it's not something that I thought I would be doing. Mm-hmm. I had retired from the ferry system and had been doing some consulting and but had not seen myself coming back to full-time work. But, you know, when a friend of yours, who you admire greatly, as I do, ask you to help come do what you've done your entire career doing, it was really not a hard decision for me to come out of retirement and to offer whatever help I could to help Mayor Durkin be successful.
那么当邓市长当选的时候呢，那么因为西雅图现在已经是个非常大规模的城市，那么邓肯市长非常需要有一位非常有经验，就是对于公共管理以及运营大规模的这种公共政府组织的这样一位人呢，来为他担任这么一个主要主管运营的副市长啊。那么 Mosley 副市长呢，他在华州的这个航运管理局里的这些工作经验，以及他从之前担任过三个不同的城市的这个城市管理经理的这样的经验呢，就是让他非常有经验。但是他自己本人其实没有想到，就是说他事实上已经从华州的航运管理局已经退休了，已经只是在半退休的状态在做一些咨询工作。但是呢，当邓肯市长就任市长之后呢，以一个朋友的身份，就是来要求他，就说你能不能来过来担任这样一个副市长。那本身呢，穆斯里市长对邓肯市长也非常的钦佩，所以这样一个决定并不是很难，所以他就从退休的这个状态重新回到了工作岗位来担任这个副市长。
嗯，太好了。那您能给我们介绍一下您日常工作每一天做的工作会是什么样子的吗？就是说比如说上午会做什么样的工作，下午中午怎么样，下午怎么样，就给我们一个相当于是一个 picture， 就是一个一个来。
Yeah. Can you show us what is your regular day? You know, what do you normally do? Like morning, noon?
Right. Well, I normally get into the office sometime between 6:30 and 7.
Wow.
In the morning. And I do that because, well, let me go through the rest of the day. I get in about 6:30 or 7. And then my day between, say, 7:30 or 8 o'clock and 5 o'clock is pretty much consumed the entire time with meetings with the departments that I work with, briefings that we are working on for the mayor, meetings with the mayor. And that's pretty much back to back all day long. And then as the day begins to wind down at 5:30 or so, I have a kind of a personal rule, which I try to adhere to every day. I don't always adhere to it, but I try not to go home until I've answered all my emails. And the reason for that is I just don't want to come between 6:30 and 7 the next morning and have to answer 80 emails. So that's kind of the way my day goes. And I get to work before 8 o'clock because that's really when I do my reading time.
Wow.
When I read materials that I have to, reports and materials that I have to know or be acquainted with as I do my work. And I would rather do that in the morning before my day gets started than to take lots of paper home with me and read it at home. When I go home, I really want to spend time with my wife and my dog and just, you know, have more relaxed evening time. So it's better for me to get into work a little early so that I can have that quiet time by myself, very few other people in the office when I do my reading time.
那么他的穆斯利市长他的一个典型的 一天的这个工作日程是这样，他会在6:30到7:00早上到达这个办公室，然后开始读各种不同部门的给他发的报告啊，他然后呢从大概7:30到8:00开始直到下午5:30就会有各种他所负责的部门会跟他来做工作简报，那么这个会议是一个接着一个，几乎就是不停的直到这个5:30正常工作时间结束，有的时候呢市长也会出席这些部门简报的会议。那么在5:30之后呢，他给自己设定了一个就是一个规则，一个规矩，就是他会在5:30之后开始回他的各种邮件，他不会把这些工作呢带回到家里去。那么回完各种邮件之后呢，他会回到家里头去陪太太和他的狗，然后尽量是把这工作呢放在办公室，然后回家呢更多的是放松的时间。这是为什么他会在早上6:30来那么早的时候会到办公室去读这些简报，读很多报告，工作报告，他也不想把这报告带回家去阅读，所以这是他一个典型的一天的工作行程。
好，我们听一下广告，广告之后回来。
This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
现在是美国西部时间晚上10:00，这里是西雅图中文电台。
声声有情。
1150 AM, 西雅图中文电台。
这里是您的信息中心。
这里是您的心灵港湾。
这里是您的精神家园。
西雅图华人自己的中文电台。
朋友们也可以在网上收听我们的节目，收听网址是 ChineseRadioSeattle.com，
也可以通过智能手机下载 Chinese Radio Seattle 或者西雅图中文电台 App 来收听我们的节目。
我们的高清调频频道是 FM98.9 Channel 3。
我们的微信平台、新浪微博和 Facebook 账号都是 Chinese Radio Seattle。
iTurbB 蜻蜓重磅来袭，想省钱就请加入我们，每个月只要49美元，电视、电话、网络全都有。详情请致电 iTurbB 206-866-9715 206-866-9715。
位于 Downtown Bellevue 的臭臭锅边上的大森林深融海味城 Asian Highway City， 服务专业，顾客至上，并有著名中医看诊，优质商品包括药材、中成药、深融海味、日用品等应有尽有，您的健康最重要，请到大森林深融海味城。地址1075 Bellevue Way Northeast Bellevue， 电话425-453-1688，425-453-1688。
糟糕，我忘了带钱包了，你能帮我买杯咖啡吗？
当然。哎，你听说了吗？在2018年会加薪。哎，
这是真的吗？
是的，从1月1日起，最低工资在华盛顿州将上升到11.5美元一小时。你可以致电866-219-7321了解更多详情。
好，那我现在就打电话，866-219-7321。哎，下一次要我买咖啡了。
欢迎回来，这里是西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目。今天我们的嘉宾是西雅图副市长戴维穆斯利先生，Deputy Mayor of Seattle David Mosley。 那我们刚刚非常高兴的知道David 他的就是经历啊，然后呢他担任西雅图副市长也非常繁忙啊。那我们想知道穆斯利副市长您的主要负责的工作是有哪些？
So we want to know what is your main responsibility in the office.
Well, as the title suggests, Deputy Mayor for Operations, I deal with the more operating office departments of city government that report to the mayor through me. The utilities, the parks department, the finance administration, the human resources department, the planning and zoning and permitting departments. Those are agencies that I work with on a daily basis on issues and challenges that they're facing. And my job is to help them succeed, to help them provide the services to the citizens that citizens of Seattle want and deserve. So that's kind of my, as well as I take on some major initiatives of the mayor that are important to her.
他是负责运营的这个副市长所这个名称所建议的，那么他负责的部门呢，主要是城市正常保证城市正常运营的部门，包括公共事业局，包括公园和休闲管理局，以及人力部门，还有就是城市的规划以及这个许可部门。他确保这些部门呢，那么首先他就是这些部门通过他呢向市长汇报，他的工作是确保这些部门可以为西雅图的市民提供好的服务。当然，同时呢，他也会为市长的一些主要的一些不同的新的想法呢和行动会提供支持。
啊，太棒了！那我们知道您曾经在华盛顿州三个不同的城市担任那个市政府的经理，所以做这些工作呢您是非常有经验的。我们也知道您是那个西雅图无家可归者事务的主要的负责人，那您能不能介绍一下西雅图这个无家可归者这些事情的一个现状，就是比如说有多少人是无家可归者，然后政府打算为他们做哪些事情。
So we know, you know, that you were the city manager for three different cities before, and you are very experienced in this public affairs, and we also know that you are somehow in charge of deal with the homelessness issue in Seattle, and can youyou know, tell us what's the current situation with the homeless, you know, situation, what's the headcount, and what will the city do to, you know, solve or ease the problem?
Right. Well, it's a tragic circumstance of people in our city who are gaining great wealth, and unfortunately people in our city that are not participating in that growth and are struggling. The mayor has made it very clear that she wants to bring people in who are living outside. She wants to bring them into some kind of housing or shelter that they can then stabilize their lives and move into more permanent housing. Seattle has done a remarkable job over the last really 30 years of building subsidized affordable housing for very low-income people. We have built over 12,000 units of subsidized affordable units, and we have programs that in addition to that provide for housing for the low-income folks. But unfortunately, with all of that, we have a tremendous influence of people that are seeking jobs in Seattle, and sometimes they aren't able to obtain them. And we're moving people through the shelter system into permanent housing, but there is just a tremendous influx of people from the region, mostly the region, not from out of state, mostly the region, seeking jobs and services in Seattle. It is the largest challenge of our time. The mayor accepts that challenge, and we have pathways to move people out of unsheltered situations into houses and shelters, and we are aggressively working on that. I was in a meeting today, and we were hearing a report of the first quarter of the year and how many people we had moved, you know, through shelters into permanent housing. And that we are doing that. People are moving out of shelter situations into permanent housing. And I asked the people doing the briefing, so why is it that that's not visible on the street? What's visible on the street are still a lot of people living in unsheltered situations. And the response I got, which I think is true, is we just have people entering into homelessness is just expanding faster than we're able to move them through shelters into homelessness. But that's the challenge that we have. And it's a challenge the mayor accepts, and it's a challenge that we work every day in city government to try to achieve that. The other way we're going to try to work on that is by approaching the homeless problem as a regional problem, not just a city of Seattle problem. The mayor and the county executive and suburban cities have entered into a process called One Table, the purpose of which is to develop regional approaches to solving this problem so that it's not mostly on the back of the city of Seattle and our citizens. And one of the ways we're looking at doing that is rather than having various agencies dealing with the problem, city, county, some suburban cities, having a regional governance, one agency that would be responsible and have the authority and have the responsibility of addressing this problem. So there's not one solution that's going to solve this problem or make progress in this problem. It's a number of things that we have to do. That's the approach we're taking, trying to work on this very difficult problem from a number of different directions.
That's a long answer.
I'm sorry. Yes.
So I'll start. 那么穆斯利市长呢，针对这个问题回答很长，我来慢慢解答，这个我来慢慢翻译。那么首先呢，这个西雅图呢正在经历非常大的一个经济的增长，然后有很多人，我们知道世界的首富和第二富都在西雅图，但是同时呢，我们也觉得这是一个非常悲惨的情况，就是很多人呢不能够参与到这个财富之中。很多人在城市里找到工作，而且还是一个无家可归的状态。那么西雅图呢其实有一个很重要的一个住房补贴的措施，就是目前在为12000人提供无论是庇护所还是一个补贴的住房状况。那么而同时呢还有除了这12000的这种补贴的措施之外呢，还会有针对低收入的一些人有一些额外的补贴。
It's a long answer because it's a very complicated problem.
那么呢，目前的这个无家可归的情况呢，是西雅图面临的最大的挑战。那么，邓肯市长目前也愿意去接受这个挑战，来解决这个问题。那目前呢是通过西雅图市政府呢是通过一些不同的管道来让这些目前在街上的无家可归者呢可以到庇护所里头去从街上呢可以到庇护所里去，而且呢今天呢穆斯利市长也去参加了一个会议呢，里面正在讨论就是说包括怎么样让这些已经在庇护所里的人可以到一个永久的这个住所里去，这样可以为庇护所腾出空间来。但是呢就这样工作目前进展的情况也是比较好的，但是从街上来看呢，就是在街上还是会看到很多无家可归的人。穆斯利市长今天也在问就是为什么还会有这个原因，那么负责解决这个问题的工作人员说呢，是因为 还是有很多人会变成一个无家可归的状态。所以从大市民的观感上来讲呢，就是无家可归的这个人员在街上还是不少的。那么所以西雅图的这个无家可归的问题并不是一个只是西雅图本身的一个问题，它是一个更加大的区域的问题，就包括金郡在内以及周边其他城市在内的一个区域问题。所以想要解决这个问题呢，需要金郡还有其他的周边城市和西雅图一起来一起工作来解决这个问题。所以呢，目前正在建议说不单单就是不同的部门、不同的这种行政机构、区域机构里面不同部门来解决问题的，他们会一起构建一个区域性的部门来解决这个问题。那么当然无家可归的问题呢，并不是可以通过一种方式就可以彻底解决的问题，所以需要很多不同的方式，从不同角度来解决这个问题。所以刚才穆斯利市长也在解释，因为这是一个非常挑战的问题，所以呢他的答案也比较长。
好，我们再进一下广告，广告之后回来。
肌肉骨骼伤痛、车祸、工伤，请找康健脊椎治疗中心肖明医师。康健康健，祝您健康。电话206-621-7501，206-621-7501。
举办婚礼、生日宴会，请到海景大酒楼。
大型晚会、团体宴席，请到海景大酒楼。
面向 Lake Union 的海景大酒楼提供自500人的宴会大厅，是各类庆典的最佳场所。
难忘今宵尽在中国海景大酒楼。 China Harbor 的电话是206-286-1688，206-286-1688。
你知道西雅图有可能会经历大地震吗？灾难发生后，人们是否能够自己凭借自己的力量生存1到2周，是一个很重要的问题。那么我们需要怎么样做才能让自己更好地去准备应对突发而来的灾难呢？在家里存好应急货物，比如水和食物，因为地震发生之后，超市和交通系统可能会瘫痪。和自己的家人做好计划，比如如果你们走散了，会去哪里汇合，以及如何联系对方，帮助您的邻居。灾难过后，以身边的人齐心合力团结起来尤为重要。想要了解更多的信息，请访问 seattle.gov/beprepared。
欢迎回到西雅图中文电台美国故事栏目的节目现场。今天我们非常有幸的请到西雅图的副市长 David Mosley， 穆斯里副市长。那穆斯里副市长呢，从他个人的经历讲到了西雅图市政府正在做的一些非常有影响力的工作，包括解决西雅图非常复杂的这个无家可归者的这么一个难题啊。那么西雅图市政府呢也是就是投入了很多的经费，那么这个解决无家可归者问题这个经费呢还是一个很我觉得应该是一个很大一笔经费啊。所以呢最近呢西雅图这个市政厅的一些议员提出来要给西雅图的一些大公司的员工造人头交税。所以呢这个提案呢其实是非常的有争议，因为好像在大公司工作就要被罚款一样啊。所以呢现在各方都有他们的说辞，议员呢好像要为无家可归者发言发声啊，就是好像很注重人权，但是呢这个大公司的员工呢又觉得不公平啊，他们在大公司工作就另外要交几千块钱一年。那我不知道那个穆斯里副市长对这个问题你们是怎么打算怎么做。
So for the homeless issue, you know, the city government gonna need a huge fund to solve the problem. So right now there's the city council is proposing a headcount tax over to the big corporation, you know, employees, you know, it's right now it's very controversial, the city council member thinks, you know, because, you know, this is the way to solve the problem, to get a budget. But meantime, those big companies' employees, they think it's not fair because, you know, there's like a fine because they're working for the big corporation. So what is the city government's, you know, take on that?
Well, the head tax, as you suggest, is very controversial. It is in a very delicate stage right now with public hearing. There were two public hearings today. There's going to be another meeting on Friday. There are a lot of discussions going on between the council and between the mayor's office and the council about this issue. And those discussions are, I would say, in very delicate stage. So I don't really want to comment on that, other than to say that the citizens of Seattle have been very generous with their tax dollars in supporting funds for affordable housing, low-income housing, homeless services. This year we'll spend about $63 million in the general fund on the homeless issue. And that doesn't count the money for permanent low-income housing that is above and beyond that. So we have to make sure we're spending that money right and smartly. As the flow of homeless continues to happen, how we afford to provide the housing and shelter so that these folks have a place to go that's not outside, have the support services that could help them move out of homelessness, have access to jobs. These will take resources, and that will be a budget decision and other kinds of approaches that the mayor and the council will discuss together, both in the immediate coming days as it relates to the head tax, and certainly in the budget process as we approach that in the fall of this year. So, but as you suggest, this particular approach is controversial. It's in a very sensitive stage of discussion, and I'm hopeful that the mayor and the council can reach an agreement on how to best approach that.
Okay. 那么正像这个问题所提出来，这是一个非常有争议性的一个方案。那么目前的这个方案也正在一个非常微妙的阶段。那么就在今天呢，就有两个听证会呢，在针对这个方案在广泛征求这个社区的意见。那么同时，市长办公室呢也在和市议会的议员们也在讨论啊，就是怎么样去解决这个问题。那么当然，所以穆斯林市长现在呢，其实就是不便于评论这个状况。那但是呢，穆斯林市长想指出来，就是说，过去呢，西雅图市的市民呢，一直就是在解决这些无家可归的问题的时候呢，都是非常慷慨的。所以目前呢，西雅图市呢是有$6,300万的这样一个税收是用在解决无家可归的问题上面，而且这个预算还不包含对于低收入者的这个补贴。那么当然，怎么去花这个钱，让这些钱可以让很多无家可归者从街头可以到庇护所，以及帮他们去找到工作啊，那么这个都是非常重要的。所以呢，想要解决问题呢，当然是需要一个预算，所以这是一个针对预算所要做的决定，所以这需要一个过程。那么他相信，邓肯市长和西雅图市议会的议员们会有一个非常好的合理的解决方案。
好，我们知道，西雅图 市长德肯上任以来啊，已经为西雅图的市民做了很多实实在在的工作，包括给那个在就西雅图毕业的高中毕业生在西雅图社区大学上学呢，就是免学费，然后呢给低收入者呢有住房的补贴，然后呢也在建设那个就是49号公路的那个水道，就是这些呢都是非常重要的市政的措施。那么另一方面呢，西雅图也越来越拥挤，就是交通状况啊越来越拥挤，然后房价呢是越来越高，所以呢就是一方面是做了很多工作啊，那另一方面呢也是挑战也越来越大。那我不知道就是就是穆斯里副市长您对解决这些挑战，就是像那个高房价还有交通拥挤啊，然后这些问题啊，你有什么样的就是市政府有什么样的计划？
你有什么样什么？
就是市政府有什么计划？
计划？
嗯。
Okay. So we know in the things, Mayor Duncan took the office of, you know, as a mayor, you know, she has done a lot of good things to the local community. For example, like the free tuition to community college for local high school graduates, and also subsidize the low-income, you know, housing, and also the Highway 99 tunnel. In the meantime, you know, she's facing a lot of challenge as well, you know, along with the city development. One thing is the traffic problem, and also the high house price. House price is still rising, and those things are the challenge. And so, from your perspective, you know, what's the city government's plan to handle those challenges?
Well, you're absolutely right, Stu. Those are significant challenges for the city, but those are challenges that we knew about when the mayor ran for office. Those are not new challenges.
Yes.
And she accepts the responsibility of making progress on those. Traffic, frankly, will get worse before it gets better. The buses will come out of the bus tunnel next year. That will bring more congestion to the streets of Seattle. Our Department of Transportation is developing a plan that will move people through the town as best as can, but it will not really substantially improve until we have the kind of coordinated light rail system that would move people from Bellevue to Seattle with trains rather than by car, and the bus system. We need to add as many alternative ways to move people and goods around as possible. But that's you're absolutely right. These are all big challenges. They're tough problems, but that's what we're charged with doing, is to not shy away from those tough problems, make excuses. Our job is to address those problems. And I can tell you, the mayor is known as the impatient mayor for a reason. And the reason is she is impatient. She wants to work very aggressively to address these problems, and that's what she and we who work with her and for her do every day.
Mm-hmm. OK， 那么穆斯里市长说呢，这个当然是个非常重要的挑战，但是那个这些挑战呢，在邓肯市长竞选市长的时候呢，就知道这并不是一个新的挑战。他竞选市长也恰恰是为了来解决这些问题。他担任市长以来，他当然就是他来面对这些，直接面对这些责任。那么交通的问题的话呢， 目前因为城市正在构建那个地下的通道，所以呢交通问题会开始呢，一开始会变得更糟糕一点，然后呢直到这个通道建成之后呢交通才会赶上，才会改善。那么同时呢交通部门呢西雅图城市交通部门呢正在计划一些不同的方案来改善这个城市的交通的状况。当然包括就是随着轻轨的建成呢，一些其他的替代的这种交通方案的这种实施会为城市的交通改善增加很多解决方案。那么邓肯市长呢他有一个绰号就是不耐心市长，那么就是他是有原因的，那么就是他对很多这样的问题他并不会躲开，并不会找借口，他会直接面对这些问题，然后尝试包括穆斯里市长跟他一起来找到更好的解决方案来面对这些问题，解决问题。
好，我们很快节目就到尾声了，今天非常有幸的请到西雅图副市长 David Mosley 光临我们的美国故事栏目。在节目的最后呢，我们只有最后一个问题啊，就是您从政40多年，有没有什么信念支撑着您，就是为社区、为西雅图还有华盛顿州的这个人民服务啊？
So the last question is, you know, during 40 years of your public service, so what's your belief that hold you to serve, you know, the city, you know, citizen, also the Washington State citizen?
I believe that the government can and should be an instrument of good in people's lives. I believe that that is not always the case, but that's what holds me to do this work, is I believe it can and should be an instrument of good. That it should be a way to together resolve these difficult problems that we face every day. And that's what I get up energized to try to do. I've had a very fortunate in my career to have worked in a number of public service capacities, and I'm thrilled to be able to work in the Durkin administration now.
那么穆斯利市长说呢，他相信，政府呢，可以也应该就是为公众呢做很多很好的服务。那么当然，政府在很多时候并不是这样的一个表现。那么这也是为什么他这么多年以来都是在这么积极的去朝这个方向去努力和工作，去为市民解决困难，去面对困难来解决困难。这是他这40多年以来在不同的政府部门一直在承担的工作。那么他也非常荣幸能够加入邓肯市长的团队来继续执着这个信念为公众服务。
我们也经常在西雅图华人的不同的活动上面能够见到穆斯里副市长的身影，我们也希望穆斯里副市长继续支持我们西雅图的华人社区。
So we have seen Mayor Mosley a lot during different occasions especially at the trans community different events at trans community, and we hope that we can still get the support from you to the local Chinese community?
Yeah, I've enjoyed, that's one of the nice things about the role that I play is I get invitations to all kinds of community events, and certainly ones that I've enjoyed with the Chinese community has been particularly enjoyable for me, as well as others in other communities. You know, Seattle's a big, complex town, and it's nice to get out among folks who are a part of that community, not just to be on the 7th floor of City Hall talking to folks. So thank you for those opportunities.
那穆斯里市长说呢，他的工作的有一个好处就是呢，常常可以收到不同社区的邀请，然后跟不同社区的市民见面，然后呢，所以呢，当然中国社区华人社区呢也是他非常 enjoy, 就是非常享受的这些过程。当然西雅图呢是一个非常非常大的非常多元化的一个城市，所以有很多不同的社区 都会有类似的活动，那么他当然非常愿意参加各个社区的活动。
好，我们感谢西雅图副市长 David Mosley 光临我们的节目，也谢谢各位听众朋友收听。
Thank you very much for joining our show. And
thank you for the invitation. Nice to join you.
Thank you much.
Thank you.
美国故事栏目是由大中华实业有限公司 Great China Industries 赞助播出。
餐饮、
娱乐、
招聘、
交友、
买房、
投资、
演出，
请找西雅图中文电台。
中文电台广告使您梦想成真，最低收费每月仅仅$100就有机会使您的生意或者活动家喻户晓。
赶快行动吧！广告热线206-619-8698，206-619-8698，
或者发 email 到 crsradio@gmail.com。
西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。如果您曾经听到过西雅图中文电台的节目，如果您曾经在西雅图中文电台网站或者微信平台上读到过我们的报道，如果您参加过中文电台举办的演出或者其他活动，请您支持我们。西雅图中文电台是由非营利组织西雅图华人广播协会支持的，大多数的主持人多年来义务为西雅图以及全球的华人提供精神食粮。请您向具有501(c)(3)免税资格的西雅图华人广播协会捐款，捐款的 PayPal 账号是scbaseattle@gmail.com， 捐款电话206-619-8698，206-619-8698。西雅图中文电台感谢您的支持。
老上海新天地为 Bellevue 市中心的新天地餐馆，上海上海是一家精致而时尚的餐厅。这里的每一道佳肴都经过精心烹制和打造，给人以艺术的享受。人海之中遇见了你，一切变得有意义。遇见了，轻轻地问一声，你也在这里？让我们相约新天地。电话4254532828，4254532828。